Well, we're sneaking up on the end of our study of the Westminster Shorter Catechism. This evening we're at question and answer 105. 105, and that's in the back of the hymnal on page 976. And the catechism is helping us work through the Lord's Prayer. This evening we're question and answer number 105, again page 976. What do we pray for in the fifth petition? In the fifth petition, which is, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, we pray that God, for Christ's sake, would freely pardon all our sins, which we are rather encouraged to ask because by his grace we are enabled from the heart to forgive others. In the flow of the Lord's Prayer, we've move from those prayers directed towards God's glory to the prayers we offer for our needs. Last week we looked at the petition, give us this day our daily bread, and we learned that it's a wonderful blessing that the Lord is concerned with and provides for our physical needs. And this week we see our Heavenly Father provides for our spiritual needs as well. And there are actually two petitions in the Lord's Prayer directed toward our soul's health. And this pattern ought to be instructive. One petition for physical needs, two petitions for the soul's needs. That ought to teach us something about the nature of our prayers. Well, this week our catechism reminds us to pray for forgiveness. I love how the old Puritan Thomas Watson captured the transition between the fourth and fifth petition, when he writes, daily bread may make us live comfortably, but forgiveness of sins will make us die comfortably. And that makes all the difference in how you live. Now, one of the questions that often gets asked is this: if all a Christian's sins are forgiven, past, present, and future, why do we still have to ask for forgiveness? And when we ask that kind of question, we have to remind ourselves that there's more to our salvation than justification. Legally, we are pardoned. Full atonement for our sins has been paid by the shed blood of Christ. And God, the judge of the universe, declares us righteous based solely on Christ's merits, which are received by faith alone. That's the good news of the grace of justification. But we err if we only think of God as judge, and that's the only relationship we have with him. He is also our Father, and that's the way Jesus wants us to think about him in regards to this prayer. We pray to our Father who art in heaven. And as our Father who is hallowed in heaven, he is aware of our ongoing sin, and he wants us to be aware of it so we can fight against it, mortify it, and live more for his glory. But do remember this, when you're confessing your sins and you're asking forgiveness, we don't pray to our judge in heaven. We pray to our Father in heaven. We pray for forgiveness as those who are already inside of God's family. And when we offer this prayer as sons and daughters, it's because sin distorts our relationship with God and we want restoration with God. And this is something we should get just as human parents even. When our children do sinful or wrong things, we don't immediately want to kick them out of the family. But because we love them, we want them to acknowledge and turn from wrong and sinful behavior, because sin always intrudes and always distorts good relationships. And every time we ask God to forgive us, it removes distortion from our relationship with our Heavenly Father. That's why in Psalm 51, which is David's great prayer of repentance, he prays in verse 12, restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit. So sin distorts, The grace of forgiveness restores. So that's one of the reasons we pray the fifth petition. Another reason for this petition is to ask for grace to be able to forgive others. Just as we're in relationship with God, we're also people who have relationships with other people. And when we sin against them, it distorts those relationships. And so we pray for the grace to forgive and restore those relationships as well. Just a couple seconds after Jesus taught, literally just a couple seconds after Jesus taught the fifth petition, he provided this commentary on it in Matthew 6, verses 14 and 15. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Now, this is a rather sharp warning from the Lord. But don't misinterpret this. Jesus isn't saying that our forgiving of one another is a precondition for our forgiveness or our salvation. If it were a condition, it would mean we're saved by works and not grace. So it can't mean that. What the Lord Christ is telling us is that those who have drank deeply of God's grace and know his forgiveness and know what he paid for our pardon will be so transformed by the truth of the gospel that we'll be able to demonstrate grace and forgiveness to those who have wronged us. And this teaching isn't just by Jesus in Matthew, although that would be enough, but it's actually all over the New Testament. Because we have so much forgiveness in Christ, that's the disposition we should have, especially toward our brothers and sisters. In Ephesians 4:32, Paul writes, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you." In Colossians 3:13, Paul writes, "Bear with one another and forgive one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do." James 2:13, "For judgment is without mercy to the one who showed no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment." The reason the Bible says so much about this is because our default position on forgiveness is so askew. When we sin against God, we want grace upon grace. When somebody sins against us, we want an eye for an eye. And so we always have to look at the gospel to tell us how to respond to those things. And our catechism rightly reflects the fifth petition of the Lord's Prayer in teaching us that if undeserving sinners like us have been forgiven by God, how much more should we be willing to forgive others? And if you struggle with this, then pray. That's the point of the fifth petition. If you struggle with this, pray. And ask the Lord for the grace to enable us from the heart to forgive others.